all those who seek justice in the social affairs of men. As has been mentioned in the introduction, this week marks 60 years of Israeli, the diplomatic and political word would be Israeli occupation of the Holy Land. A more apt description would be Israeli theft of the Holy Land. This issue has been simmering for the past 60 years. It has created more misery in the lives of those who are on both sides of this issue. And it shows no promise of an impending solution. Speaking at odds with the mainstream media is a difficult task because we have to deconstruct the lies that have been implanted with this lethal occupation, and then we have to reconstruct the truth that has been deliberately and systematically excluded from this whole presentation. Obviously, this is not a task that we are up to in a matter of less than an hour, but we shall attempt some understanding of a problem that has the potential of drawing in the whole world on two opposite and conflicting sides. We say, as is the title of this presentation, that Palestine continues to be the issue, and Israel, Zionist Israel, continues to be the problem. I'm going to go through a quick timeline of this modern day problem. In 1897, which is about 111 years ago, there were some individuals of the Jewish faith who met in Switzerland in what is called the World Zionist Congress. And it seems to be at that conclave of these conspirators that they settled on the idea of a future Zionist Israeli state. Now here's where it becomes a little tricky, because we have individuals and people of the Jewish faith who say that they are entitled to a homeland. And we think, whether we are of the Islamic faith, or whether we are, I think, of the Christian faith, or whether we are of any other faith, that every human being in this world and every people in this world are entitled to a homeland. And that certainly includes people of the Jewish faith. I don't think any Muslim will argue with any Jew concerning a matter of a homeland. I think that is a given. And therefore, every Jew, any Jew, is entitled to a homeland. That being said, though, doesn't mean that any Jew or every Jew in the world is entitled to what we have today in what is called Israel, i.e., a racist, expansionist, colonialist type of nation state. We don't think any Jew should be part of that project, and equally so, if we were to perceive of a Christian racist nation state, we don't think any Christian should belong to it. And furthermore, if there is an Islamic racist, colonialist, expansionist nation state, we don't think any Muslim should have anything to do with that type of project. So before you shoot from the hip, before you draw your daggers, pause for a moment and think of this common position and this common ground that unarms such states from their expansionist policies, their aggressive politics, and the type of discrimination that goes into their social fabric. And therefore, we find that it should be common ground that all people of all faith, particularly the people of the Jewish faith, because Zionist Israel purports to speak on behalf of people of the Jewish faith, we find no common denominator that should unite Jews and Muslims and Christians together against a hateful and an expansionist, militant nation state, as is the case with the one that we are talking about, and that is Israel. In 1917, and as I said, I'm going to go through this timeline. In 1917, about 20 years after that conclave in Switzerland, in Basel, Switzerland, we have the Balfour Declaration. And here we have nasty politicians speaking with forked tongues. They turn to the Arab occupants of Palestine, and beyond that, to the general Arabians in the peninsula, and they tell them, in fact, that